Synonym, community, radio.
Edinburgh's a really, really weird little world. I mean, just, it exists entirely in this little bubble where you're totally separated. For those that don't really know, Edinburgh's not just... To a comedian, Edinburgh isn't a city in Scotland. It's a concept. It's a dream. It's a strange kind of parallel universe where you go for 3.5 weeks every year, where you throw money away. Even comics you'd think of as being well known, Edinburgh is very expensive to do. There are two routes to do a show at the Edinburgh Fringe. Route one is the traditional route, whereby you pay a large amount of money to one of the venues. There's the big four of the sort of big high prestige venues: the Pleasance, the Underbelly, the Assembly Rooms, and the Gilded Balloon. And those are really expensive to get a room in, very sought after. Then you have to pay to go into the brochure, you have to pay to get to live somewhere, you have to pay for your flyers and your promotion. You can spend up to sort of, £3,000 on postering campaigns if you really want your show to be taken notice. And that's route one. And that will, and then you're subject to how many people come and see you, how much money you can claw back from that on ticket sales. And I know for a fact that some of the bigger venues at the Pleasance, actually, unless you sell out every single show, and even if you do sell out every single show, you still end up in debt at the end of the festival. It costs so much to put it on, because it's not making money isn't the point, it's a shop window.
Yeah.
But the other way you can do it is there's a couple of really wonderful free organisations, the Laughing Horse Free Festival and and Peter Buckley Hill's Free Fringe. And those are, as they say, you get a room, it doesn't cost you anything, you're not allowed to charge the audience to get in. You still have to pay to go in the Fringe brochure, and that costs a couple of hundred quid. Obviously, you've got to pay for your flyers and stuff, but you can take the cost down from £6,000-£7,000 to £1,000, and then you kind of hope you can claw that back from your donations at the end of the show. But that's a much more economical way of doing it, and increasingly a lot more popular, not just with new acts, but with professional acts as well.
Do Edinburgh again?
Yep, hopefully. I'm just trying to confirm a venue at the minute. I'm going to do another half-hour show called... I think it's going to be called The Indie Boy's Guide to Sex and Love, or What I Learned from My Record Collection, by Mark Burrows, age 31 and a third, which is how old I'll be at the time. Doing my first preview of that up in Leicestershire in a couple of weeks' time, which is terrifying because I haven't actually written it yet.
Nice.
I've done a lovely poster for it.
You're well on the way.
Smashing poster. I kind of thought I'd prioritise that over writing the actual joke.
Sydenham Community Radio, SCR.